New respect at work laws are in play, just in time for all the office Christmas parties and functions. The silly season brings new safety risks for workers and managers, with recent changes to work health and safety laws to include psychosocial hazards, which includes bullying, aggressive conduct, harassment, and sexual harassment. Also includes off-site work events. James Ritchie is a risk and safety expert from the Mindful Risk Group, and he can help us understand what we need to know. James, good morning.
Good morning.
James, what are these new laws all about?
Well, look, I think realistically the laws are designed to work very, let's call it, collaboratively with existing work health and safety laws, with an idea being ultimately to create an environment at work for all workers that are physically and psychologically safe, is the short answer.
So where do they apply? Is it, we're just talking about around the office or?
Look, I think it is an interesting one, and certainly one that there's a lot of case law about in the background, which we don't have time to really go into today. But look, it all comes down to what they call this in the course of employment type thinking. So essentially, wherever work's happening is a workplace, and unfortunately that also includes Christmas parties and work functions. They're absolutely a workplace, and those laws apply whether people realise it or not.
Okay, so ultimately what do you think they've come about from? Is it that, you know, perhaps it's been a colloquial Australian thing, you know, some idiot got drunk and tried to crack onto the co-worker or something like that, and we've kind of always laughed it off, right? But is this putting a line through that saying there's nothing funny about it?
Yeah, look, I think there's probably a few different, I guess, feeding streams that come into that, whether that be, look, we don't need to mention specifics, but all of the different harassment lawsuits that have gone down in the last few years. And then I think also separately to that, there was a really significant review recently called the Boland Review of WHS laws. And so that was really the trigger that gave us this very strong provision of psychological, or what you mentioned earlier, psychosocial safety being recognised as a real WHS risk for organisations and something that must be managed.
Yeah, wow. So when do they come to effect, or is it they already are?
Yeah. No, look, so I think from when it stands now, let's say from 5 to 7 days ago, employees have got around that 12-month period there in terms of it passing what they call it sort of royal assent process. And so realistically, if you're an employer listening to this now, there's really a 12-month clock ticking for you in terms of getting your head square on this and getting it applied and implemented for your workplace.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, a lot of people, I reckon, would assume if something doesn't happen in the actual office or outside of work hours, that HR, you know, everyone dreads, oh, I'm calling HR can't do anything. Is that true at all?
No, I think that's an absolute misnomer, unfortunately, Phil, that you're right about the sort of laconic, laid-back Aussies thinking traditionally that that's not going to get us, but unfortunately it's been clear for some time, and even more clear now that we've got these respect at work laws in place, again, supported by the psychological safety aspect of the WHS Act, that it really just reinforces anywhere where work occurs. And that does unfortunately include work functions, whether they're, I guess, mandatory or not, that is still considered a workplace. Therefore, all of these laws apply. Therefore, HR can absolutely get you. And I think HR is probably the least of your worries in relation to these respected work laws, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds like positive. Yeah. The positives that come out of this, what, we want to feel safer, and also the safety of women must be behind
yes.
this.
Yes, look, couldn't agree more, because obviously being the father of a daughter myself, I look at her ascent into the workplace in the future, and I think every lady and every man deserves to feel physically and psychologically safe at work, and that includes not being harassed by co-workers, managers, bullied, all of those sort of things that really are very clearly reflected in that legislation now.
Yeah. Look, we'll move on from the sexual harassment, because I reckon we understand what it looks like. But finally, can you help us understand what psychosocial harassment might look like?
Look, I think it's a very good question, and there's a really common misnomer that I've certainly dealt with over the course of my career in this space with a number of workplaces and employers over the years that disagreeing with your manager doesn't automatically mean that there's a psychosocial or a psychological risk to you as a worker.
Right.
However, any occasion, and we can look at, there's a fantastic new code of practice out in both Queensland, New South Wales and most of the states to support this now, gives you a really clear understanding of what these psychosocial risks are. So there can be things such as lack of job control, inability to feel as though that they're able to put their ideas forward without being sort of aggressively shut down by their next one out up manager, any of this sort of hazing or bullying, genuine bullying type conduct, all of that represents psychosocial hazards in the workplace and things that can potentially, at the worst case outcome, lead to a psychological injury in the workplace, which then becomes a compensable injury for the employer.
Yeah, wow. Okay, James. So I guess common sense should kick in, but unfortunately history will prove that it hasn't always, thus these laws exist. That's probably fair to say. And leaning on the alcohol excuse at a Christmas party is not going to cut it, is it?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, look, I'd encourage everyone to even consider, as employers, consider limiting or even removing booze. I'm certainly not a wowser, but that could be one thing for organisations to consider. And it sounds silly as well, but serving food is always, I think, critical for these types of events.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Making sure that you're clear about start and finish times. And we've seen a lot of organisations move right away from the boozy Christmas party and go to all sorts of amazing positive things, like you said, that have come from the imminent passage of these, including scavenger hunts and team building retreats. So
yeah,
it doesn't always have to be about a boozy Christmas party.
It's a changing of the culture, for sure. For sure. James, thanks for bringing us up to date on this. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
James Ritchie there. So he's a risk and safety expert from the Mindful Risk Group. So look on their website for more detail on this.